The conference will now begin.
Okay, let's learn. The new Perek. Wait one second. I can take it out there.
Okay.
Yeah. I got the wire over here. Okay. A new Perek, Perek Yudalud. Das Midasecha. So last parak we're learning about, you want to pull up over here?
No, okay.
Yeah? Last parak we're learning about tznius. Tznius, what's the pnimius of this avoda of tznius, which is in the yisod of offer, of covering. So we spent some time on that. And now we're going to learn about another manifestation of this yisod of offer. Of course, it's connected to all these yisodas, like all of the midas, but in particular, to Afar, which is called Hashikcha Shebenefesh, the inina of forgetting, of loss of memory, of loss of awareness. And as it often happens in learning, the parasha is all about the parasha. Today, we're going to be learning about the parasha, Hakisisa. Probably I didn't think about it yet, but it's also about everything that we're going through right now. But I'm not necessarily going to type all that up, I'll leave it up to you. The parak hakaidim ha'isik b'sugis etzniyas husku de'v'agamara ein karin tzenura lo mishet tzenura b'esakise. We learned that there are different types of tzniyas. We spoke about what the Gemara says is a person has really, really acquired this midat tzniyas even when he's in a private place. How he goes to the bathroom, tzenura. Amshicha Gemara Shavu Amaris. The Gemara continues on and says over there, Ezehu Tzanua, the Gemara gives more examples of people who are Tznuim. Zeha Nifna Belaila B'Mokim Shenifna B'Yom. The Gemara says, it's a person who has a place where it's very private. Obviously, in those days, they didn't have bathrooms. But whenever he would go to the bathroom during the day, obviously, it's someplace that's very hidden because in the daylight, right? That person is so tzanua, but even at night he uses such a place that's totally private. Alav shalayla hu zman shel choshech, even though at night it's dark, the person can go outside, it's dark. Umisvar pshutehi mokam leima, she'en sarif lenog bo bitznias, apisvar, like I'm talking about in those days, at night you don't have to worry. There are no lights. Dark, so a person can go outside somewhere to the bathroom. Chidshu Chazal, so Chazal Machadish, a Madrega of Tznias, said Tznua ba'oimek in Yono, Shanoig belaila, Kedev Shanoig b'yom. The same way that Tznias, according to Torah, is that you're Tznua even when you're by yourself, how you conduct yourself in the bathroom or when you're getting dressed or undressed, and in your own personal private things. So too, the Gemara says that a person who's really Tznua, he's even at night, even in the dark, he's tzanua the way he is during the day. Now, achiluk ben yom lalayla, the obvious difference between the day and the night is yom yesh bo or, and layla yesh bo choshech. The day there's light, and at night there's darkness. Ukshemak bilam zos lenefesh adam, and if we apply this to the soul of a person, the nefesh adam. If we move further along with this mahalach in learning, if we move further along, so then we can identify. Let me put this on here because it makes it seem. Now we could identify a mida of shikha, a mida page reishchas. This mida of Shikha is Choshech Shebenefesh. Reish Ches. Choshech Shebenefesh. Darkness in the soul. Himidus HaShikha. Choshech Osios Shechoach. We've spoken about this a lot, Chanukah time, over the years. Lashkicham Teresecha. The word Shikha, forgetfulness, is the same letters, Shechoach and Choshech, darkness. means that the nefesh ha'adam, the soul of a person, the same way that at night there's a darkness that covers, that conceals, in the soul of a person, there's a darkness that comes over a person's thoughts and memories that's called forgetting. A person could even say, I'm in the dark. I'm in the dark, meaning I don't know. It's more connected to memory than to just a lack of understanding. There you have a person, even it could be the very, very, it could be a very, very sharp and bright person, but he doesn't remember. So there's a darkness in the mind. There are things in the mind that happen to a person. I know people, I've met people who have had things that happened to them that were very, very not good when they were little children, and it was in the darkness of their mind, and then something triggered it when they were 30, 40, 50 years old. It was like in a cave. It was forgotten. It's there, but it's in darkness. So there's this midah of choshech shebenefesh. There's a midah of darkness in the soul that's called shikha, forgetting. Choshech osia shachoch, middle of the page. Koch ha-shikha benefesh, blame ha-choshech ha-kloli. This koch, this inyan of forgetting, which we see, and Rabbi Nachman said in other tzaddikim, that Rabbi Nachman said that the world says that forgetting is a bad thing. I say that forgetting is also a good thing, because there are a lot of things that it's better to forget. There's a lot of things it's better to forget. But this inyan of forgetting means that there's a place in the brain, in the heart, there's a dark space. Things are forgotten in that space. Ha-choshech u'zman shel hatzneira. And as we learn from the Gemara, that darkness, the night, is a time of tznius, where things are hidden. It's dark. Person goes outside the bathroom. It's dark. So it's a time, it's tzanua. Things are more hidden at night. Mitzad etzem tivo humatznia. The teva of the night is that it covers and conceals. Darkness covers and conceals. And in the soul of a person, what is it that, what's the darkness in the soul that covers things? That's called forgetting. That's forgetting. Like right, if I begin next week's shiur with the question, what is it in the soul? So that then people are not going to answer because they forgot. Right, they forgot. That's a darkness in a person's soul. Shikha. Ha'ima inyana shel zechira u'man inyana shel shikha. Now we learn the parashanim. What's the inyan of remembering and what's the inyan of forgetting? And we just went through parashat Zohar, right? And I mentioned that the Farbangin the other day on Purim, I mentioned the Farbangin that it's amazing how before Yom Kippur, which is Yom Kippurim, like Purim, we have Yom HaZikaron, which is Rosh Hashanah, to remember. And then before Purim, which is a time to remember, Hayom Eilu Nizkaron V'Na'asim, before Purim, which is Yom Kippurim, so Purim, Yom Kippur, you have what? Parshas Zohar, to remember. There are things that we could forget. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Gedenks, I want you to remember. There's a certain darkness, Nabuch. You know, you meet a person that has, dementia, where darkness is like totally taken over the mind. They cannot even remember their own names or their husband or wife. It's the darkness. It's terrible. What's the inyan of zechir? What's the inyan of shikha? Dova golui zochahu b'seichel adam. When something is revealed and it's open, it's remembered. You see it. You remember it. When there's a certain, you don't have to try to remember what your mother looks like, you know. Yeah, it's there. It's revealed. It's open. Davar shehu nelam, notzeres bo shikha. When something is hidden, it's forgotten over time, sometimes very quickly. Right? So you close the sefer. If you're a very good balzikard, if you have a strong memory, you could remember it. You know, some people that have photographic memories, but otherwise, once these words are hidden, then they become subject to the darkness of the soul, which is to forget. Once you're no longer looking at the words, you could forget them. They're people. in life that you cross paths with them, you see them, you meet them once for a minute, and then they're not there anymore, and you don't remember them. Zet tava habriya. Dovah sha'omid lenegen einav shel ha'odam hu zochel afanav. When something's in front of your eyes, it's remembered, which is why we have to live a life of shivis Hashem lenegisam, to always have Hashem, so to speak, before our eyes. Doesn't mean physically, but to have Hashem's presence before our eyes. Dovah sha'odam ena roa so, but if you're not seeing something, like you're at work, and you're not looking at the words shivis Hashem lenegisam, and you're not looking at the Siddur or the Gemara, and you're at work, so you could forget. You could forget the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sheno amir l'neged einav, chalo b'yosa ashikha. When something's not in front of your eyes, it's more subject to forgetfulness. Harei shekol hastara yotzeres shikha. Wherever there's a covering, wherever there's concealment, there's forgetting. Ilu hadav agolui, when something is revealed and open, ein lo shikha. You don't forget. Kashu hu mustar, when something is hidden, it could be forgotten. When somebody was talking to Rav Meir Simcha, to the Or Sameach about the unbelievable memory, the fantastic, phenomenal memory of the Rogatchev, they were both, in Dvinsk. The Meshech Chochma, the Or Sameach was the Rav of the Mesnag de Shekhila, the Lutfi Shekhila, and the Rogatchev was the Rav of the Chassidim of the Chabad Kehila. And they were talking to Rav Meir Simcha, who himself had a phenomenal memory, but they were talking about the Rogatchev's memory, that it was like, they never saw anything, nobody ever saw anything like it. So the Meshech Chochma said, the Osamech said, the Rogatchev doesn't have a good memory. It's not that he needs memory. He says everything, Kol HaTorah Kul, is constantly before his eyes. Doesn't have to remember. It never leaves his eyes. He was saying such a long this. And you see that with the Rogatchev, that whatever you said to him, he would say, on the spot, he would say, ayin, 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 ayin. He made immediate connections between, like on a computer, when it comes up the yellow on the, like the words, if you put in the word Zohar, and it comes, all of a sudden you see everywhere where it says Zohar in the whole Tanakh, right? The Rogatchev had like that. It wasn't that the computer has a good memory. It has the Inyan. The whole Inyan is there. The Rogatchev had Kol HaTorah Kula, always in front of his eyes. Because whenever they said something, there wasn't one second to remember. It didn't take a second. He just right away started to say, ayin, 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 ayin. It was like screen with the Kol HaTorah Kula, that every word was always in front of his eyes all the time. There's no shikha. Like it says, ain't shikha. I mean, Hashem says, ain't shikha, was neki sekhu adach. There's no such thing as forgetting, but it's not called memory, it's something different. But wherever there's covering or concealment or darkness, then there's shikha. So shikha comes from darkness, from covering, concealment. Now, Kamayish, page Reish test. Kamayish is a barla el ha'yisoda choshuch b'yoyse mi ben ha'av yisodas yisoda ofer. Of the four yisodas, eish, ma'im, ruch, and ofer, the yisod that, of course, is the one that covers more than any of the other three, is offer. That's why we bury in the ground. The earth, dirt, conceals and covers. That yisod of offer is what causes there to be hachshacha, darkness. Mitzadkach, shikha, choshech, shorash of yisod of offer. So the shorash of darkness, of forgetting, is the yisod of offer. Kol shikha, all forgetting, but omek nikras mavis b'loshon chazal. We've spoken about this many times, that shikha, forgetting, is a level of death. Chazal referred to it as a type of death. When something has died in your mind, it's gone. Hadugma b'ru l'kach, hem divya gemar m'sechaz ayuvim, it's on this week's parasha, el mole lo nishtar b'luchas arishaynes, the Gemara says that if the first luchos would not have been broken, then all of us would remember with complete and total recall all of our Torah, all of our learning. Anything that we would ever see, we would remember. Hare shaha shikha ba'olam It means darkness, not dark, forgetfulness, returned to the world. It was gone for a very short time. And then Shikha came back. Why? Because of the Shvius Aluchas. Now you remember that the Malchim Avos also left the world for that brief time. And if the first Luchas would not have been broken, there would no longer be death. That would have been a return to Gan Eden, the way before the Chait of Adam and Chava. So we see that as a result of the Chait of Egel, darkness returns, and with darkness there's forgetfulness and death. And death. Because it's really one sugya. It's one sugya. Chait Egel, Kedua, Hayamakdal Chait Adam Rishon. Chait Egel corresponds to the Chait of Adam Rishon. As it says in Tilim, Ani Amarti Elokim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem. When we came to Har Sinai, so we were lifted to a place where there was no longer the Yetzirah, there was no longer Malchim Avos. It was Elokim Atem. We became like Kivyochel godly in that way. The Maimon HaSinai says Chazru Madregas Adam Rishon Kodem Achait. We came back to the Madrega of Adam before the sin. The pasuk ends and says Achain. However, Ka Adam Tumusim. Just like Adam didn't last in that state, he batched up and he sinned on his level, and as a result of that, darkness, and death, and shikha, and so on. Achein kadam tumus, and so it happened to us at Har Sinai. Cheta egel, so he kein cheta rishon. Cheta egel, which is kein, which is similar to the first cheta of taking the fruit from the tree, because the just the most basic level, you understand, the calf is like the fruit, and the mother cow is like the tree, right? The baby and the mother, and in every respect. The Chet Egel was a return of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And that led to the Shvius Aluchas. So it says, Kodem HaChet, Achen Kodem HaChet, Achen Kodem HaChet, Shvei Ke'en HaChet HaRishon, Olav Nemar, Ki Dom HaChol Chamin HaMais Tomas. So the same way that by the tree in Gan Eden, the same way that by Adam and Chava, as a result of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, Hashem said, now you're going to die. In other words, there's now you brought death into the world. You brought darkness and death into the world as a result of eating from the tree. And now you come from the dirt and you're going to return to the dirt. The dirt means what? Covering and darkness and concealment. That's death. So too, rather, mother's death brings the person back to that darkness of the earth. Luchos Rishonis Tiknus Akelkos Shel Ha'Ofer. The first luchos were to bring about the repair, the tikkun of what happened as a result of the chait of Adam and Chava. It was supposed to fix the kilkul, the damage to the yisod of Ofer. That now there wouldn't have to be anybody dying anymore. Now death was finished, and now we would no longer forget our Torah. We wouldn't forget. Therefore, had the first luchos not been broken, which really means had we not worshipped the angel, right? Had we not done that, lo nishtach Torah Yisrael, then we would have been like Adam before the sin, and there would be no darkness, no death, no forgetting. Nishtabru luchos rishonis, but it didn't work out. So the first luchos were broken. So we went back to the earth, which is alofer tashuv, which means they're going to be levayas, they're going to be burials, there's going to be death. The shikha, and forgetting Torah, which is a way of dying. When your memory, when your connection to Torah is weak and it dies. Zeh ha'yisod ha'omer, shekol shikha nikras mavis. All forgetting is called dying. Yishum kach, therefore the Gemara says, Yeshna gezeira ala meis, sheyishtakech mehalev. There's a gezeira that when a person dies, the living are going to forget about him. Now, Some people get all worked up about that. I'll never forget my mother. I'll never forget my father. It doesn't mean that you're not going to remember the person, but it means you're not going to be paralyzed by that. You're going to go on with your life because there's a gzeira that you forget the person. It doesn't mean you don't remember who the person is. But it means that you're not in that, it's not galui in front of your eyes. Yeah. In other words, it's not sitting in front of you on your nose, that inyan of remembering. You go right there. So it's a type of forgetting.
In
other words, because the gzera of death came back, which means now this person is going to die and is going to be buried in the ground and you're not going to see him anymore, right? That's it. Until Tchias HaMeisim, I'm not going to see you. So then that brings the shikha, that darkness of the dirt, of the grave, that covering of the mace, as a result of mavis, of misa, brings to some level of forgetting. Reshakol shikha, himach mishvirs haluchas. So that means that all forgetting is because of the shvirs haluchas. It's because of the first luchas didn't work out. Otherwise, we would have been like Adam before the chayt. And then we came back to the Yisod of Afar, where we have to be buried in the ground. Therefore, when something, especially when it comes to something in your life that is not particularly significant to you, not so important, you forget it. The more important something is to you, the more you remember it. But when something is like Afar, meaning it's like it's not choshev, so then the more likely you're not going to remember it. Hadam shaycha k'mashe amru b'sanhedrin mila dechdi ledechri inshi. Things of insignificance people don't remember. Insignificant things people don't remember. It's like offers. Dugma bruin neisefes, another example of this. Be careful when it comes to an old person who has forgotten his learning as a result of aging. It's not his fault. It's just he's gotten old. He doesn't remember. Be careful with him, meaning to show him tremendous respect. We've spoken this many times. Because both the luchos and the broken luchos were kept in the Aron. That means that Hashem said that broken luchos are very, very special. So an old Talmud Chacham doesn't remember his learning, but you have to keep him in the same place like the first luchos and the second luchos because even though he no longer remembers, but sof kol sof, he had those oisis, those letters are somehow buried inside of him. All the learning that he did during his life is buried inside. It's just in a dark place. So he can't remember. He's old. So those are the broken tablets, the broken luchas. The simple pshat is, even though the luchas were broken, the letters, of course, flew off of the luchas. You still treat the luchas in a respectful way. And they're put into the broken luchos are put into the even though the letters flew off. Because when there was once Torah someplace, now the Torah is gone, you still have to be treating, you have to treat in the bekavod to go away. Is that pashtus hayafusa shel divrei hagemara? That's a simple pshat in the gemara. But ba'omek yoseh. But if you go deeper into the gemara, Hagdaras Hadarva Lufimash Nizbar. To understand this according to what we're learning, Kol Shikha Shiva'ilam Chala Mikah HaShivei Luchas. All forgetting in the world is because
the luchos were broken. Sheilamoli nistar b'luchos rishonis, lo nistach atar, next page, misro, u'me shivrei luchos, loimdim l'zokin sheshochach tamud, and from the broken luchos, we learned the din of treating an older person who has forgotten his learning in a respectful way. Shken ilo lo nishtabru luchais, ilo lo nishtabru luchais, if not for the breaking of the luchos, oisa zokim ohay shokhe tamudo. Then that zokim, the old man, would not have forgotten his learning. Reishas lo hoisa zikna kipshuto, first of all, kilor hayam avis, there wouldn't be aging and death. Everybody would be healthy and strong, if not for the broken luchos, if not for the ego. Yeah, no coronavirus. B'shaynis lo'haysa shikha. And mimela, if there's no death, there's no dying, there's no forgetting. It's the same thing, dying and forgetting. No sickness. What does it mean, sickness? Sickness means that the body has forgotten to function a certain way. There's a certain part of the body that's shutting down. That's what sickness is. Something is shut down in the body. So that wouldn't have been. If not for the chet of Adam and Chava, there would be no sickness. And if not for the egel and the broken luchos, there would be no sickness, no darkness, no death, no forgetting. All of that would be gone.
Kela is buried also, the luchos? It's also under
the luchos are agnuzas, yeah.
Same
underneath, idea. Yeah, they're hidden. Yeah. That's part of the forgetting. Well, they're in an oran. They're covered. The main thing is they're covered. That's sneeze that they're covered.
Oh, is that buried under the ground? Is there something?
Now it is someplace underneath there. Yeah, because of the Chorban. Because Yoshua HaMelech went to hide under there before the Chorban. Yeah, it's underneath there someplace. Soon everything's going to be open, Mr. Shem. Like I'm thinking about this, you know, this probably you've thought about this virus a little bit also, no? That's mamish. What do you mean? This is the first Torah that I'm learning today. It's just now. Because of what's going on with the emails and the phone. No. It's trying to answer everybody's things with being afraid and what's going to be and the kids and with the schools. And So the whole thing right now is that there is a cure to this. There's a cure to this thing. It's just that the Olam is in the dark right now. And the Olam, the modern Olam, the modern scientifically advanced world, computerized world, is like this, I was talking about Shabbos, like cannot take being in the dark.
Gotta know now.
Yeah. That's every kid right away. I saw a kid. I don't remember. I was someplace. And there was a kid that was on his phone. Oh, we were eating out or something. And in Eretz Yisrael, I think. And there was a kid on his phone. And he was pressing the thing. And he got angry. He was sitting with his mom. And he started, like, pounding on it. And, like, he got crazy. Because it didn't come up or something. And he started, like, looked like he was 7 or 8 years old. And he started going crazy with his phone, like, hitting it. We're at a time where you can't be in the dark at all. There can be no darkness at all. And what's making everybody tight Michigan is being in the dark. This fear of the unknown, not knowing. And it's like Yosha B'Shamayim Yisrael. The Baruch Hashem knows exactly what the disease is, which they don't know what it is. And he knows exactly what the cure is, which they haven't figured out yet. Probably a couple of Jews will get to them soon, the musician, hopefully very soon. And then, when it will be revealed, then all the Chachamim and all the Nevinim are going to say, Rather, that's Pashut. Yeah. No, the cure is going to be like from the hair that comes from a horse that's someplace in Africa, vice versa. Like, you know, something like they're going to find out how to do it, how to cure this thing. And then we can verify, and the whole thing is gone. And it's go Louis Viadua. That's why many times in Chazal we have such a lashon. Golui v'adulif me'misha amu v'hai ha'im. It's open and known and revealed before the one who created the world. Now we're living in a time where everybody looks at himself like he's a creator. He's a little bit of a bari olam, you know? So how could I be in the dark? How could I be in the dark? So the doctors in Bergen County, they already came with this maskana. Then how come the doctors, this is some hesitation, how come the doctors in the Nassau County don't have the same maskana as the ones in Bergen? And this and the doctors and this and here and there and all. And it's all because it's covered, it's hidden, it's all Shvius Aluchas Mamish. It's all Shvius Aluchas. If there wouldn't be a Bar Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll talk about this more, but I don't want to. It's a Bar Mitzvah. It's all Shvius Aluchas. Shvius Aluchas. Shvius Aluchas says, I was talking to Mecheva before, so now so they're saying to close down all the shuls. Chas v'chalila, if it would come to such a thing, but when there was a Gzeiros Moves in Shushan Habira, the Eitzah was that Esther said to her, Lech Knaises Kol HaYehudim, gather the Jews together to go daven. And now they're saying, no, everybody should go home by himself, not to daven. So Shudas brings a Yeshua, no. Davening together, no. Everybody should go. The lotion in the thing that came out from New Jersey, I'm not criticizing. They spoke to the doctors, and you have to. But said, everybody, even the rabbis, everybody should daven individually in their homes. That's such a thing. It's a pachat, such a thing.
Because
the shul's honest? Yeah.
All Jersey came out
the same. I mean, I don't know, it's just southern Jersey, but I don't know. North Jersey, I think it's all of Jersey. Pretty sure. Closed. Again, I'm not criticizing Chas v'Chalila. And the Rabbanim made the right decision, of course. They don't need my approval. They spoke to big people. Whatever they decide, okay, say that. Because this, the monster of the world is in now. But all of this is Shikha Choshech Shebenefesh. It's Choshech Shebenefesh. It's there is a cure. So it's not all of New Jersey.
RCBC.
Right. Yeah, so it means that there's a place where that knowledge is just it's in the dark, it's in a cave, and that's going to come out. As soon as it's going to come out, well, so that's the pshat. And they're going to make sure, it's nothing. That's the pshat. All that's Shvius Aluchus, Shvius Aluchus. It's so frustrating. The Gemara is talking, saying there's an old Talmud Chacham. And you knew him in his prime. And the man knew, like, you know, inside out, in the Torah, he was a Talmud Chacham. And now he's sitting as a Tzibach and a Kehle, a broken person. Mom doesn't remember. He doesn't remember his wife's name. Forget about Tosis. Doesn't remember his own, doesn't remember his kids. It means it's all in there. It's shattered. It's broken. It's hidden. It's in the back, went back into the dirt. It died. It's like it's lost. By Tchisa Mason, remember everything. That's Tchisa Mason. Everything will come back by Tchisa Mason. Everything will come back. Everything that a person ever learned by Tchisa Mason, we're going to remember. Everything we ever learned, we're going to remember. Because that's what life is. Life is everything. Life means everything is out of the dirt, out of concealment, in the open. Then you remember. That's who's explaining. All forgetting death and all that comes from the broken luchos. In came Hagdaras Adavim Mikol Makom Hi Shekol Chazar LiYisod HaOfer Chazeres UMagala Es HaShikha. Any return to the offer, to the dirt, brings back this inyan of forgetting. And that's what Hashem told Adam Chava. When I offer Atav, I'll offer Toshu back to the dirt. And the same breath, Hashem said to him, you're going to die. Life is not forever anymore. It's finished. Sickness, sickness came with death, forgetting. L'umazayis, kol yitziyim yisayit ha'ofar. Any time a person can get out, any way to get out of the offer, or tziyas ha'adam yashichah, you remember, then you can remember. So if you have something that's on the tip of your tongue, you can't remember it, it's still under the offer. And then bing, you got it? It came out of the grave. It came back to life. That the memory came back to life. Yiduim divrei hamaral v'od. Shetomad azikaron bo me'achelik haruchni shabadam, v'ashikh bo me'achelik hachom nishabai. The Maral says all over that memory comes from the ruchnius in a person, because ruchnius is something which doesn't die, the neshama, right? Tzura, the neshama, ruchnius doesn't die. So memory, our ability to remember, comes from ruchnius. And forgetfulness comes from the physical part. This, everything is physical, deteriorates and dies. So memory comes from the neshama, from the ruchnius, because ruchnius doesn't die. And forgetfulness comes from the body, the Maral says, because the body dies. Physical matter, physical reality causes shikha, forgetfulness. Haruach, haneshama, garemes as a zikar. Ruach and neshama causes memory. Achein divrei Torah la'achar achet kashen la'kneisa kichli zav v'klipaz v'neichen la'avdan kichli zuchukas. Ever since the chait of Adam and Chava, and then again by the Egel, Chazal say that divrei Torah are kashen l'knoisen, are hard to acquire, like gold and silver kalim, meaning it's very hard to remember. V'noichen la'avdan, and it's easy to get destroyed. Kikli zchuch is like a glass, like something's made from glass. It breaks easily. Mitzad kach, Omer Mabaseinu, Zocho Miloshen Zikaron. Mifo Chazal, the Zohar teaches many places, that Zocho, which is the male, again, I'm not talking about any gender, that a male remembers better than a female. There are plenty of women that have better memories than males. That's not it. But that Zocho is Miloshen Zikaron. Zocho is a Loshen of remembering, of Zikaron. And Zikaron Chal, there's a certain koch that every person has, men and women, which is called zikaron, that comes from zocher, the word zocher, male. It's a male koch. It's on the side of that side of the male. Hanikeva, shehi ba'avchanas sherish shalchaimer, which is the sherish, the feminine. Is the root of physical matter. It's like it says, Avram, the Zohar says on Avram Avinu, I'm sorry, I mean it, Avram is the neshama and so is the guf. That the male quality is the neshama, is the soul, is remembering. And the female quality is the guf, which means forgetting. What that means as far as men and women now, we're not going into, and if this bothers you, then try to forget it and move on. Shall offer Yetzeres Shikha. With this offer, with this dirt, and dirt is Chomer, is matter, physical matter, this forgetting, this covering and this forgetting. And that's the side that's called Nekeva, of the Nekeva. Okay. The tfisas nefesh, koach hashikcha shebaadam, this inyan of forgetting that a person has with him, the mida of forgetting, shor shav yisod ha'ofen. The root of that is the yisod ha'ofen. Now, kvisha kvadu b'le'el, as we already learned before, kol kilkul shiyasodim yisod ha'ofen. Every kilkul that comes from the yisod of Afar, which we're talking about right now, is forgetting in its negative form, forgetting your learning, forgetting important things. There's also an inyan, as we've been learning throughout the Sefer, where this is manifested also in the yisod of fire, in the yisod of air, and the yisod of water. But the main headquarters here are forgetting and death and so on is often. But there are expressions or manifestations of it in the other three subjects, because we learn that everything has all three subjects. So that means that there's an inyan of shikha when it comes to fire, air, and water as well. So very quickly, yisoda eishagam shikha elu devir chazal shakalakayis mishakeh talmudam. Getting angry is fire, right? Anger is yisoda eish. And Chazal say, when you get angry, you forget your learning. That fire of anger covers up one's learning. Okay, Shekolim is a Gemara, Meshachech, the Gemara says elsewhere that when a person is a Balgaiva, when he's conceited or arrogant, then he's Meshachech Talmudo. He can't remember his learning. Forgetting. Okran is Borla El, Shagaiva Vakash, Shem Misharashon, Yisod Eish. We learned earlier that conceit and anger both come from the Yisod of fire. Gaiva Me'achom Shebeish, Gaiva, conceit comes from the heat, the warmth of the fire. And kas, anger, comes from the dryness of the fire. We learned that earlier. Aval hagdoris hadovi shesheresh hashichad noz b'ofer. Elisha hagaiva v'akas megalim es hashachach es yisayda ofer. He says the hagdoris as follows. Forgetting is ofer, But gaiva and kas can open a person up to the yisod of ofer within him, which means to forget. Gaiva and kas. The dryness in the fire dries everything up. That dryness of the fire, it returns something back to the shoresh of yavish of offer, the dryness of offer of dirt. But gaiva also brings a person back to offer. Haimer Chazal. Means anybody who gets carried away with himself and thinks he's a big knacker, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mashpilim. Hashem lowers him. Mashpil game, like we say in davening every day, mashpil game ad de aris. And through this, the person forgets his learning. The Balgaiva forgets his learning. So this has the quality of the yovish of Afar, the dryness of Afar, and the fire, the heat of Afar. Hey, Jeshud Aleph. You saw that ruach, shagarim shikha? If you see the fire, makes things disappear. It's burned up, it's gone. This is shikha, it's forgotten. Fire makes things disappear. You saw that ruach, shagarim shikha? The yisod of ruach, how does air stir up the dirt of forgetting? Shikha. So hador ha'sloga kosov shirotzalud noslahem migdal. Now the generation of the Tower of Bavel, they wanted to build this big tower. Reshbaruch Bavel saw some Hashem confused their languages. Hishkicham shivim losh. Hashem caused them to forget the 70 languages. They forgot. So something happened. There was shikha with the dar ha'sloga. Over pastas, nitan hayu lahavin shemikara hayu sofa achas advar machodim. In the beginning, they were one language and they spoke one way. You know, they all understood each other. Kol echad sofa achas aloshin. Everybody forgot their language. Because Baruch Hu limdai sofa achas. And Hashem afterwards taught them a new language, new languages. That's the you might say it's a simple pshat. But Gemara says. So shikha salosh nova machmas akoch shavir megadol avir migdal mishakeach. Gemara says a fascinating thing, that the air of the migdal of the tower caused them to forget their languages. Avir migdal mishakeach, the air of the migdal. I mean, you can say they went up very high into the air. That's what somebody wants to say. They went up very, very high in the air and they were climbing the tower and they forgot, whatever. But there's something deeper here. What does it mean? The air of the migdal is b'shakeach. Plum a yisod ha-ruach. It means there's a yisod of air. Who is zeh shegaram lahem es hashikcha? That caused them to forget. That the air, yisod of ruach, was ma'ira the yisod of ofer, and they forgot. I was shuv madgish to emphasize. Ein zeh, it says, ein zeh yisod ha-ruach kipshuto, kari eich nasa ha-migdal. How'd they build the Migdal? With bricks, joining one brick to another. That's the sort of offer, right? Bricks are offer. So it's because of this conceit of building the tower, which is Yisod HaOfer, higher and higher and higher, Gaiva, the conceit, which is what Gaiva is, arrogance. So one brick, another brick, another brick of Ofer, because bricks are Ofer, Gaiva, Gama HaRuach Es HaShekha, the air of the tower, as they get higher and higher, more and more Ofer, more and more bricks, they forgot their languages. They began to forget everything. But the true forgetfulness comes as a result of Hagbos Ofer. Hagbos Ofer means gaiva, anger. There are other things that Chazal tells cause a person to forget. Ruach la'asma in Meshekech. Air itself does not cause forgetfulness. Air itself does not cause forgetfulness. But what air can do is it can stir up the offer, the dirt. Yisod ha-mayim shem shekach. How do we see that mayim, water, could also cause forgetfulness? Hagmar in Hayri says, hamisha dvarim shegarim shekach. The Gemara talks about things that cause a person to forget. There's some things to stay away from, because if you do these things, it'll cause you to forget. One of them is hashayis ha-mayim shem shiyur v'chisa. Means when people use water to, let's say, wash their hands or wash dishes, and you go and you drink from that water. Remember, in those days, water wasn't so posh, right, to have from a faucet or a Poland Springs or something. So, why should I waste good water? Somebody washed their hands with this water, I can still drink it, no? So somebody washed a fork in the water, why can't I drink from this water? So Gemara says, it's not us al pi din, but it causes you to forget your learning. So we see there's some Indian here that when it comes to water, there's a connection to forgetting. It's not the water itself that makes you forget. Water itself doesn't make you forget. Water is normally very good for everything. Water itself doesn't make a person forget anything. It's used water that was used for washing stuff. The person is dirty. In other words, you have offer on you. Why do you take a shower? In other words, why are you washing? You're washing because there's offer, because there's dirt. Now you're drinking the water that's mixed with dirt. The shur shall be set off. Means the shur of this water that the Gemara is talking about, that's pretty good at the short story of these rites. That the shurish is not the main part of the limud, but it's fascinating. Where does water come? Why would water cause forgetting? So what he's showing is water. When water is dirty, then it has particles of dirt, of dust. It's used water, and it already has the yisod HaOfer, which covers and conceals. It's already kashrus shikha, makes you forget. Shtiyas ha'is ha'mayim, when you drink such water, shem ridim es avak, geremes lo shikha. Eilu hay mayim sheslabish v'amakosh yisod HaOfer. So we see that even water sometimes triggers forgetfulness. It's not forgetfulness itself, that's often, but it can trigger forgetfulness. Nizborim came, Ketzad ha'esh aruach v'amayim gomrim shikha. We've seen how fire, air, and water also contribute to shikha. Akoch ha'shikha b'nefesh adam chal miyisod ha'ofer. However, the koch of shikha in the soul of a person, that comes from ofer, in the soul of a person.
All these other properties are only ways or methods by which the offer is delivered to you.
Yeah, it's triggered. That's a good word. It's like set off. Otherwise, the offer is quite
delivery mechanism. That's what brings it to
you. Yeah, yeah.
But it has to bring up. Offer must be involved.
Yeah, yeah. Offer is death. Offer is forgetting. Offer is darkness. It's concealment. That's the offer. Right. On their own, water is transparent. You see through it, and fires. And the air, but it could, in its combination with offer, and any of those things that combine with offer, it could cause it to be an offer effect. And the effect of offer is dying and forgetting and so on. That's
talked about
age. Yeah, you spoke about that was the first one.
Age consumes the anger.
Yeah, anger and conceit.
Kind of disappeared in thin air, right? All this that you said before, right? It has such thing.
The term thin air.
It all comes from all the terms out there, right?
Something disappeared into thin air. Thin air, right? There's only things that we say that we just.
I'm saying it's everything that comes up.
Yeah, it's been to thin air. Yeah. Now, what about the tikkun? What about the tikkun? Something we should start the tikkun. We're going to forget it anyway. So let's start with the tikkun mitzvah. It would be a good place to start. Halavai, by next week when we start this tikkun, there should be a tikkun to this whole machla, and everybody should be healthy and well. I'm going to forget about what happened. Yeah.